Eight games of hoops on a Sunday night. We had a battle of the MVP candidates, Jokic versus SGA, Denver versus the Thunder. We had another Kawhi buzzer beater, which used the rim. We've seen that before. And Cleveland just continues to go on this wild, wild winning streak. My name is Shlomo Stark, and this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Levy, what's going on? Glorious night of hoops. Clippers win 111-110 in overtime. Leonard gets the ball with like 17 seconds left and just dribbles and dribbles. He's down one and he just keeps dribbling and then gets a little hook shot in the paint. The ball rims in and out and goes in eventually. And the Clippers win by one. Very reminiscent of his shot in the playoffs on the Raptors against the Sixers when he shot over Embiid. The ball was rimming in and out until it finally went in. Big, big shot from Kawhi. James Harden had 29 points, 9 rebounds, 11 assists. Zubats 22-14. Clippers have now won 3 in a row. Despite a good game by DeRozan, who had 31-10, LaVine 30. It was a good game by the Kings, but they were just not able to come through.
Two notes. One, as much as I look at the Clippers, they are basically playing five out. James Harden is just playing James Harden basketball right now, which is outstanding. It's awesome to see. It does make me worry about, at least for their chances in the playoffs.
Right, well, the Clippers
all.
Are one of those, like, in-between teams. Yeah, let's look at the seeding now. The West seeding is crazy. The Clippers are 35-29, the eighth seed right now. So, right now, they should, in theory, make the play-in, right? Meaning make the playoffs as at least the eighth seed. Let's say they lose to the Timberwolves, and then they beat either the Kings or the Mavericks in the next game. That means they're playing the Thunder in round one. No. We just saw the Thunder. That's not going to be close. And I'll be honest, let's say they play the Lakers and they somehow beat the Timberwolves in that playing game and they play the Lakers in round one or the Nuggets. I also don't have much for them. So yeah, I'm worried about them. Well, they're a first round exit. I don't see a world in which they upset, but that's okay. Well, I don't know. I guess it's not okay if you're a Clippers fan, but it's okay for me. What's your second note?
Yeah. My second note is that I was watching, and this could lead into our second game, kind of a good segue. As I was watching SGA last night, it made me realize that I think that he's like the guard version of what Kawhi was on the Raptors.
The guard version of what Kawhi was, I'm like thinking about what you're saying, on the Raptors. Okay.
He just moves at a different pace than everybody else, and he fits into the offense very, very efficient. Like, he's a excellent scoring option, but it's not like a ball hog. It's like just a very effective offensive player.
I like the call. I respect the call. No, he's phenomenal. SGA has been great. I guess let's just transition to the next game. Next, OKC beats Denver. This game was a really close game. We were talking about it last night because it was on in a normal time in Israel, so we were both watching. And it was just, I was like, I think Denver's going to win. They're up six, they're up five. Jokic is better than SGA. And then all of a sudden, you kind of predicted this, all of a sudden the Oklahoma City shooters just got hot, and it turned from like a 4-point game to a 20-point game in seconds. And OKC the entire game was playing phenomenal defense. They did not give Jokic anything easy. And this is a scary, scary team, both defensively and offensively in transition. As being guard Kawhi, I would argue he's a bit better than Kawhi on the offensive side, though, is the only... He's having a... What do you have? Like, he's had like 40, 30 point games, like something like that this season. I think that's what he's at. This is his third 40th point game. He scores.
Right.
Kawhi is a good scorer, don't get me wrong, but I think SGA, Kawhi had never won MVP. SGA is going to win MVP this year. So it's almost an insult to SGA to call him a guard Kawhi, because he's doing what Kawhi did defensively.
Well, I was saying more in the style of play.
So Kawhi is a poor man's SGA. You could say it that way.
I don't know what poor man's, but yeah. More
no,
middle
it's,
class.
It's really great
know?
To watch. And this Hartenstein-Holmgren combo is really, really fun. As a Knicks fan, I'm upset because I miss Hartenstein, but dang, this Thunder team, no notes. They're so good.
It's also really fun to watch what Hartenstein like provides for them as a rim protector, because it also allows Chet to roam on defense a little bit more. They were saying that Aaron Gordon was out, right? He's a very, very good top of the key primary defender. Athletic could kind of more stick with SGA if, you know, anybody can really do that. He having Chet be able to kind of help out while keeping Hartenstein in the middle really makes his team incredibly dynamic.
Totally agree. Totally agree. I love the two of them. I love the Thunder's defense. It's great. And their transition scoring. Next, Cleveland beats Milwaukee 112-100. Cleveland now has their 14th consecutive victory, and it's time for conspiracy Shlomo, to quote Bill Simmons. The two best teams in the league, without a doubt, are the Thunder and the Cavs. Agree or disagree? Without a doubt. I don't think the league will allow a Thunder-Cavs finals. The ratings would just be so bad. The teams are so small market. Like, nobody cares about the Cavs and Thunder. Something's going to happen. I don't know what it is. Maybe a reffing controversy. Maybe a crazy upset. We shall see. But and it might take care of itself if Boston just beats Cleveland. But I'm flagging it here. We're not going to have a Cleveland-OKC finals. Because I'll tell you what, the last time we had something similar was a Milwaukee-Phoenix finals, which was definitely the most boring finals in recent memory that no one cared about. It's almost like an asterisk finals because, like, I'm like, oh yeah, like, I guess Giannis is a title. Like, nobody cared. I barely watched that. After that finals, I almost stopped watching basketball. I was like, do I care anymore about the league? That's my prediction. It won't happen. The league won't allow it.
I hear you. My counterpoint is we've had too many times in the past few years teams that are not the same skill level, and that's made for kind of boring
finals. I want it
finals.
To happen. Sorry if I didn't make that clear. I think it's the best finals from a basketball standpoint will be both pretty young teams. Mitchell versus SGA, Mobley versus Holmgren, like Allen versus Hartenstein, Jalen Williams versus everyone. I'm here for it. I just don't think the league will allow it. Next, Memphis beats New Orleans 107-104. Ja Morant and Desmond Bane help the Grizzlies hang on. Morant scored 32 points. Bane scored 30 points. And New Orleans, they had no Zion, no McCollum. Just once they trade Ingram now, like, their team just looks so funny. It's like Jose Alvarado, Jordan Hawkins, Trey Murphy, Olynyk, and Missy as their starting five. Like, yeah, that team's going to lose to Memphis. I have no further analysis on this.
Ja is turning it up a bit, so I'm interested to see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
Let's see. Sure. Yeah.
He's playing more. He's played more back-to-back games, whatever. He also had a near, everyone was calling it a near dunk of the year competitor last night.
Next. Detroit beats Portland 119-112. Cade Cunningham with a great game again, 28 points. Scored that on... Sorry, Tobias Harris scored 20 on 9 of 13 shooting. And Jalen Duren finished with 18 points and 12 rebounds. Pistons have just looked so good these last few weeks. They're going to be so scary in the playoffs. I am officially nervous about them in the playoffs as a Knicks fan. Isaiah Stewart, 5 blocks.
I just think that they're looking like a really complete competitive team. Also, they play with energy. They play with a lot of pace. So it's also like they're a fun basketball team to watch.
Next. Phoenix beats Dallas 125-116. Similar to the Pelicans, this Dallas team starting five is pretty sad to look at. We have Kessler Edwards, Najee Marshall, Max Christie, your guy, Klay Thompson, and Brandon Williams. And again, it's kind of the same no further analysis of when that's your starting five, you're going to lose to Kevin Durant, who scored 21 points, Devin Booker, 24 points, Bradley Beal, 19 points. Not a great team, Phoenix. Mavericks are still ahead of them in the standings, but they're, you know.
Whatever, like, poetry in motion in the negative sense is, like, literally, I put myself through. I was watching this game last night, and every quarter or so, the Mavs would be down another player. Like, literally, I watched Dwight Powell and Kessler Edwards, I think his name is, like, slam their heads into each other, going for a loose ball that was really gone. And, like, both started bleeding. And all of a sudden, they announced that Brandon Williams also was out after the half. He had a hamstring injury. Like, they're just falling apart at the seams. And the Suns had such a hard time putting up anything against them. And that's, like, crazy to me. This is a team with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Like, it's just, they're trading Kevin Durant this summer. It's got to be. They got to.
Maybe. We're not sure, but yeah. I don't know what Phoenix does, because who is paying the price they want for Durant?
I think there's a lot of teams that would, if I'm being honest with you. I think there are actually a lot of teams that would love to have Kevin Durant on their
team.
They
don't want pick. So what's the trade?
I get it. Raptors. I
think they're going to take, like, what is it, Scotty Barnes? And
no, I don't think they would give Scotty Barnes, but I'm saying they have a lot of, think about a team with a lot of young talent, or the Rockets.
It's the Rockets. Yeah, you got me there. It's the Rockets.
But I also think that, if I'm being honest with you, this is my really hot take. They're going to want to keep Devin Booker for as long as they possibly can. I don't think that he's a winning basketball player.
In the finals.
With Chris Paul holding onto the ball the whole time.
Is he not a winning basketball player, or he's not a what? Like, let me ask you. Put Devin Booker in the Jalen Williams spot. Do you think the Thunder are a winning basketball team? Are they better? Do you think they're worse?
They're winning a lot less. No. Yeah, for sure. I think Jalen Williams is a very unselfish player. Each Thunder player they've managed to find through the draft, and it's not just because I'm a Thunder fan, like just watching the same way that, like, right now the Cavs are the same way, like Donovan Mitchell had to figure out how to fit into that role. Each player that is on those teams is committed to playing team basketball, but also their skill sets are very set for it. Devin Booker is
right,
not
if
as
you
big
put
as
Devin Booker in the Damian Lillard spot, are the Bucks better?
I still don't think so. I don't think they can primary ball handle the same way that Damian Lillard can. I think that, to be honest with you, the Bucks are not in a great position anyways.
Yeah, but I think Dame, meaning I guess where we disagree is, I think Booker's better than Dame, and I think Booker's better than Jalen Williams.
I agree with you. That's not the argument I'm making. I'm saying I don't think that on a winning team. Right, like, there was a whole big thing about Devin Booker is in the Olympics, he played defense. And everyone was like, whoa, Devin Booker's playing defense. Like, okay, I'm supposed to be excited now? I don't know.
Okay, let's run through the last two games. Minnesota beat San Antonio 141-124. Anthony Edwards scored 25 points. Fifth straight victory, big night for the Timberwolves because they are starting to show that they are good. And Philly gets a win. 126-122. Grimes scored 25 points. I got him from you in fantasy. Once we're talking about fantasy, that was nice for me. I have no notes on these games. Just like Philly and Utah are terrible teams, and Minnesota is better than the Spurs. I don't have much to say on that if you'd like to.
I actually do have a note just in watching
the love for Jazz.
The
you
Jazz
always
game
have a
last
note
night.
The Jazz.
They listed.
Tell me about how Kyle Filipowski is one of the greatest people of all time. Tell me.
I was going to note that they had all of the injuries that were keeping people out, and Clarkson has left foot plantar fasciitis and this. And they got down to Walker Kessler and they were like, rest. I'm sorry. That's not an injury.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. Keontae George played well.
I think that, you know what I realized what it was? They invested in having a lot of role players. They don't have any stars. They got a lot of role players. And this is going to be one of those teams that you'll see, like, in future years, people will be like, oh, I don't understand how, like, Bryce Sensabaugh was, how people didn't talk about him more when he was on Utah.
Listen,
because he's
I don't
so
like
good
this
here,
pod
you know?
Going over 15 minutes, but if we do, it's because of Bryce Sensabaugh analysis. Like, that's the only reason to do it. So I really appreciate that. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for just co-hosting with me every day. Just appreciate you, man. Yeah, it's really, really fun. I want to thank you, Max, for producing. I want to thank you for listening.